Listen, I can guarantee it. I can absolutely guarantee that in your town, in your city, there are those that have been through satanic ritual abuse, those who have been through occult crimes. I can guarantee all through the United States of America that from one side of the nation to the other. And I'm going to say that you can participate in finding, you can participate in bringing exposure, you can participate, well, in uncovering what might be the, the behind the scenes, under the carpet, below the surface of the waters, agenda that is evolving, that involves the coming chaos and the rise of Antichrist. And so, listen, behind the backdrop of the political and the economics specifically, and deep in the hidden developments of military, the Luciferic globalism continues. This is Russ Dizdar. It is now Monday night, the 22nd of November, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to welcome you to Global Star Communications Network and this radio show, which is Shatter the Darkness Live. Have you been to the website? If you're brand new, my name is Russ, and the website, www.shatterthedarkness.net. Shatterthedarkness.net. Now, you'll see the theme for the week. Simply this, because of the kind of week we're going into, we've kind of changed things. And the week is this, a random mix of critical issues. And here's what I've written on the website. The Antichrist needs lots of money. Occult crimes and demonic motivations. Dark energies have a source. And God's instructions for those who want to be powerful in prayer, spiritually alert, and filled with a heart of thanksgiving. So join us Monday through Friday this week, 6 p.m. Tonight, occult and satanic crimes, past, present, future, who can track them? Remember the story of Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker? Remember the story of his, stalking in the night and his pentagram on his left palm and his definite connection to direct worship of Satan? He slaughtered both women and children in ritualistic and even horrific sex crimes. Now, he was caught. Remember? Do you remember Sean Sellers, the boy? Now, it was in his when he was being babysitted that a babysitter gave him a book that dealt with occult themes. Here was a young man that says as he grew up that he finally became angry at God over an issue, but then the doors opened on the dark side and he got into things. No doubt there was a larger group, which some that knew him and that were in the know about the group behind what he did. But he did come into his bedroom, into his closet before his little altar, and he did say that when he took off his protective amulet or whatever it was he had around his chest, he felt his chest expand. Then he went out and he shot his stepfather and his mother in bed in a satanic, it was to be a satanic sacrifice. You can go on to all the stories of the 60s, 70s, but it's Crime Warps, the book Crime Warps, that predicted that the 90s would there'd be the largest wave of satanic crimes in the 90s. In the 90s is when, you know, millions of cases of satanic ritual abuse were coming in. And everybody was trying to make sense of it. And millions of dollars were being used in the insurance industries. Law enforcement was getting involved. People were getting involved. And everybody was trying to learn how to help this condition, splitting of the human soul. So listen, when we talk about, and as I open the broadcast, that I can guarantee you, if you're in the United States of America, that in every city, that in every township area, just like today, we were out doing what we do. We call it hunting. It's research, investigation. It's kind of what we used to call the Josiah Project. And going to the places where these kind of crimes, this kind of activity occurred, and beginning to track. I'm going to tell you that in your city, you can track it. In your city, I could say that right now there are probably those who are chosen ones listening. There are those that are maybe perpetrators that are checking it out, and maybe even current or past law enforcement, retired law enforcement. You know, I just want all of you to know that you're needed. Those of you who know how to pray, those of you who know how critical the hour is, and that there's a spiritual war going on. And I really do believe that part of the deepest power of the dark side is its hiddenness, its secrecy. So tonight we're going to go over one last time this week the issue of occult crimes, satanic crimes. We will, by the way, we're going to be on late tonight, midnight Eastern Standard Time, 11 o'clock Central Time. We're going to be on with Dave Schrader of Darkness Radio. We're going to be dealing with, he wants to interview on occult crimes. It is www.darknessradio.com. And again, we got a link to it on our site. That's tonight late if you are up and want to get into the interview. It'll be the first time ever that I have talked with Dave and been on Darkness Radio. Tuesday night, we're going to be dealing with the Vril. You know, the old Nazi concept of energy or powers in comparison to today's idea of the field or collective unconscious. We're going to talk about the energies and the powers and question why people aren't finding out that the energies and the powers that people are experiencing, well, they back up into entities. And also on Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Call to Decision. That's Pastor Butch Paul's show usually, but I'll be on with Aaron. And that'll be at 9 p.m. Tuesday evening. Wednesday night, the title, Tick of the Prophetic Clock. We're going to examine again some elements of the future in light of current trends. Thursday, we will have a broadcast up, how God mixes powerful prayer, awareness of spiritual danger, and Thanksgiving together. How it can all be developed in the life of a believer. Friday, we're going to deal with Black Friday and the Antichrist's checking account or bank account. Follow the money. We will be having this special broadcast up that we had over the weekend, but we were delayed and we were out. And so it's called The Presence of a Lethal Force. And I'm simply going to tell you in that broadcast that if you understand the methodology, the doctrine, the agenda, and the presence of the fallen cherub, if you really understand this from what the Spirit of God has exposed and laid out, then you're going to be able to look into the political ideology, to the military vision and development. You'll be able to look into the world economic scene. You'll really have eyes that will be able to see how close we are in this issue of the prophetic clock, and be able to warn. I mean, this is what testing the spirits is all about. And so we're going to be doing that in that presentation. And I'm not sure whether tonight or tomorrow, but that'll be up very shortly. And fixing again, some course materials will be up. Last week, Skyline, we did a kind of analysis of the movie. The week prior, the movie Hereafter. And so all those MP3s and hundreds more are there for anybody that wants to have them free. All the coursework coming up is free. Hey, listen, even if you find a web page that has a cost on one of the courses now, starting December 1st, all the courses are going to be just given out. We'll eventually have all the new links up, and everything is going to be free. The new courses that we're working on, the Book of Acts and Leadership, those will eventually be free also. And we'll make you aware of that when that comes up. The December newsletter will come up in a couple of days, and we'll tell you about a lot of stuff coming in December also. So how are you? I want to say again thanks to all of you last week, because I was beginning to ask last week, you know, what's one of the reasons you listen to the show? And I was amazed. I seen more of you write in than any time ever, writing in, letting us know why you're listening to the show and what you're looking for. And some of you written in testimonies that were absolutely incredible. So I want to say thank you to many of you, Patricia and Chris and Brian and Mike and Scott and Denise, you know, and so many others, Eric. And, well, there's a John Doe. If that's the real name, that's great. But we have John Doe also writing in from Canada. Want you to know that we're listening to all of you. We got emails in from the Kent State area. By the way, Ravenna, Ohio, long-term ancient brotherhood, underground coven on a farm. It has produced victims of satanic ritual abuse and MPD. They're up there. And in finding one, that means there's another 10, 12, 20, 30, 40. And that group has been up there for over 50 years. So all of those in Ravenna, Ohio, in Kent, Ohio, and those who are believers, you can begin to put up your prayers like crazy and begin to pray for God to identify, God to expose, God to show what lies behind the supernatural blanket that has been, developed for that very purpose. A secret power of lawlessness already at work. Do you remember that? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, a secret power of lawlessness. Many of the events that we're all looking at in the news and all looking at on a global scale and all looking at in many different ways, you've got to understand all of it has a spiritual backdrop. All of it does. The warfare is not just flesh and blood. All around us, the operation, the operative work, principalities, powers. Well, the Greek word, cosmocrators. Some would call that the Great White Brotherhood. Some would call that the Ascended Masters. Well, they're operative in big ways worldwide. I was reading today, I don't know if you've read this or not, but the FBI's crime reports, the 400 worst cities or most violent or crime-ridden cities. I don't know if your city's on that. I haven't gotten through all the report yet, but we're looking over those reports because we're taking a look at Mount Vernon, Ohio, where the guys, you know, he killed the mother and the mother's friend and the little boy. More of the report came out that he, you know, cut them all up, put him in bags and put him in. He literally squared out, not a hole, but made a square like a doorway into a hollow tree. Even the family's dog. Now, the bizarre thing is that's where we stayed, right up in that area when we had friends in their home on the lake up there where we stayed. That's where a federal, whether he was a field agent, whatever he was, well, he's down there now, still whether recovering or just staying out of the way. So, Dave, give us a call. Give us a call, and we want to hook up with you again. Maybe we'll come down there and meet with you. Germany heightens security. They have all kinds of information about a new threat for Germany. And then I'm watching on the news today about Korea and the new satellite and Korea's wide-open willingness to show its development in the area of a nuclear power plant. So it's a volatile world, it really is. The saber rattling continues all around us, and yet here you and I are, and we've got to live these lives, and you and I have accountability before God, whoever you are, whether you know him or you don't know him. And the fact is, in the midst of all of it, in the midst of all of the things that go on, and some of the stuff we have to deal with and look at, the blood and guts, well, let me tell you something. There is a love, there is a grace, there is a healing, there is a mercy, there is a compassion that is new every morning. Even the great prophet Jeremiah said it in the book of Lamentations when the city was completely decimated out of judgment because 20 years they rejected the call of God. They rejected the spirits leading them out of the compromises and everything else. And eventually the once great city became decimated. Of course, Jeremiah up on the hill, basically in a weeping mode, the Spirit of God leads him to write the book of Lamentations. I love that book because in a lot of ways, as you read it, you can think of original humanity. Original humanity that once was so beautiful, so majestic, so incredible, but desecration and destruction came. That's true about nations, too. That's true about families. That's true about our lives. And yet, in the midst of all of that, there is this clear call, clear word, clear proclamation that God's mercies are new every single day. Right now, today, the mercy of God in this come before the throne of grace that we could receive grace and mercy. May the Lord stretch out his hand to you, administer to your life, cast off the depression and break it once for all, and so fill you with the Spirit of God and the Word of God that the hope that only the God of hope can give you will be the permeating disposition of your life. So I ask today that God remove your depression. I ask for you to take a look. Go ahead and take a look at Romans 15:13. So may God stretch out his hand, destroy what it is that causes and brings that about, exchange that and grant to you an incredible spiritual disposition that involves God's power, but the hope. May God stretch out his hand to save those who need to be saved. Please come to Christ. May God stretch out his hand to those who need to be healed, and may God grant extraordinary miracles. And to the perpetrators and to those that are doing the high dark crimes, may God engage you in such a way, like Saul of Tarshish, to either come to your knees, turn around, and be forgiven and come and walk with God. Or like Herod in the book of Acts, to be stopped, whatever it takes. That's what we're praying for the underground up there in Alliance, Ohio. We're going to go over tonight some of the things concerning, and I mentioned already the book Crime Warps. You can look it up, and we quoted out of it in our book concerning the 90s. And that was when there was we were in so many cases and so many things happening. My wife, bless her for allowing me, but we spent so many thousands of hours out on the field and in places, all over places, 50 other cities, and just dealing with victims and cult crime and spiritual warfare and hunting down the stuff and being hunted right all the way to our house, all the way to our doorstep, again and again and again. So tonight, as we deal with, again, and we'll deal with this one last night, occult crimes. And the reason I want to bring it to you is this. It doesn't make any difference. In all the United States of America, wherever you are, I'm telling you now, based on the dumbed down statistics that I can give you, that you have it going on, and then I'm going to say probably 90% of it is deeply laced supernaturally. We'll talk about that in a moment. Let me also say again to those who have been writing in about your testimony, about your needs. Good news is right now, it looks like with the new schedule, I'm pretty much able to get to 30, 40 emails early on. And after that, I'm getting behind, but we're doing better. And so we are grateful that you're writing. I love to hear from where you're at. For those that download the archives in Europe, in Russia, in, the United Arab Emirates, and all throughout five or six cities in China, and many of the other broadcasts that we do all over the world, write to us. Just send us an email and let us know you're listening. We got one from Johannesburg, South Africa, and that was a little bit longer. And I'm going to tell that person right now, we will be responding to your issue and the questions you brought up about the Nephilim mothers and things like that probably tonight or tomorrow. I'm looking at, again, across the board, all that's coming in from Canada and other places. So we want to be able to interact with you. But tonight, let's go over about six things concerning. Here they are. Number one, rituals, covens, perpetrators. Number two, primary cover. Number three, the sense of old, back to the 50s. Four deals with locations. Five deals with victims found. And six deals with the types of satanic murders and crimes. And here's where I'm not sure the feds or law enforcement know what to do with the kind of crimes that are done by those who have sub-personalities. The sub-personalities doing the crime where the main person doesn't know. I'm going to ask those that are chosen ones that are listening, write us a note. Even if you have to send it snail mail, you know, if you don't want to write it to the email address that we provide on our contact tab, then write it. We have a snail mail address. You can write it there. You don't have to put a return address or anything. You don't have to sign it. But again, what I'm going to share tonight, you email me or you call in the Shatter Alert Line. We have that. Please notice as you look down, you will find the Shatter Alert Line, 330-470-1303. Now, nobody's going to answer it. Nobody can call you back. It is simply saying if you're kind of doing a whistleblowing issue or you want to provide information in an area, whether that's in whether you're talking about cities in Pennsylvania or you're talking about Ravenna or Alliance or Canton, whether you're talking about some other area, whether it's psyops and programs and projects that you've been into, call in the alert line, and I am the only one that will be able to listen to. Now, I may, and that's why you don't have to put a name, and please understand, even if you do, we will not put that name up. We might bring the material up and bring it into our live audience or broadcast as a point, but we won't expose a name. As you're thinking tonight concerning occult crimes, and you know, you might even say as a believer in Christ that, well, you know what, we've never seen this, we've never heard about this, but you've got to understand on a biblical prophetic level, it's clearly there, the ramping up. And the ramping up means that there's got to be, how does the dark side manifest to this side? Well, by those who open their lives purposely, by those who will open the doorways and do what is needed to bring more over. And so that has been on that kind of frog in the kettle evolutionary development for 30, 40 years. And we're getting ready for the event scenarios. The first part of that satanic development is all that evolutionary incremental approach, but the event by event approach is coming. And those are the events that will be global. The great chaos, the rise of Antichrist, the rise of the false prophet, the abyss, all, you know, all that occurs, these events that will be global impact and unprecedented spiritual warfare manifested in our realm that we'll see. I mean, that people will see and experience along the way. But we got Monday night. We're dealing with cult crime, and the reason it is important, well, because some of the crimes that we've seen, some of the crimes. Let me mention right here, little girl, Akron, Ohio, Jackie Cooper. Now we were deeply involved, and I believe God gave the parent or parents an opportunity. But they turned their back and they went the other way and they went darker, and it ended up that a 13-month-old, well, she was tortured. She was ritually abused. She was killed eventually. The good news is that the individual that did it and the mother that was involved are still in prison, and that still, that case as a whole is not over here in the Akron area. How about the one up at, there's a coffee shop up on, going towards Fairlawn on Market Street, the Highland Square area where Wanda Snipes was killed. Now, again, just prior to the occult holiday of the Hands of Glory, and she was tortured in a sexual way and caught again and again and again, bloodletting. The goal of all that, to raise the energies, to draw the demons, and then eventually to kill, absorb the powers. And then her hands were cut off. Law enforcement has never found the hands. I don't know if they ever will for sure or not. But the issue would be that the hands are out there somewhere. Because if you look at the ritual on the calendar, that they would be petrified and used as a, hands of glory, power objects. That might even be used to draw real supernatural power to keep the coven or the group or even an individual hidden in secrecy. You know, there's rituals. Listen, for all ex-law enforcement or law enforcement listening, you got to understand, whether you believe it or not, whether you equate this in warfare or not, there's no question in the Old Testament, no question in history, no question in future prophecy, that it's going to be spiritual powers weaponized to advance the Luciferic cause, that those powers will be drawn upon, as in the case Matamoros, Texas. and over the border, where all those individuals, including U.S. college student, was slaughtered, ritualistically killed. You got to understand, if you look at the case, it's horrific. But one of the priestess involved was a multiple. She was a chosen one. She had sub-personalities. She knew how to raise and go after the powers. They believe that the powers that they acquired through the ritual, the powers that they drew, they believe the powers were so strong with them that it would even if law enforcement found them and it came to a gun battle, that those powers would keep them from being hit. And it's obvious that they went on for a while. And most all of us, and those of you in Texas and Arizona, other places, those of you in Mexico listening, let me tell you something. The drug lords and the deep sense of occultic superstition and the goal to have powers. There's a big belief among the drug lords that if they summon or appease Santa Muerte, the saint of death, and the way it works is to the degree of your offering. If you come and bring corn, that's one thing. If you come and bring a human being, cut out their heart, and offer them, then you're going to get great coverage and great power, and the saint of death will really protect you in your drug trade. Let me ask you a question. Down in that region, have they found anybody off in a cave site? Hearts cut out. You could do the search. You're going to find out they did. You're going to find out that they are summoning. Even Mexican police, they are going to seek powers to counter the powers of the drug lords. I mean, there's a real demonstrative spiritual warfare going on between the drug lords and the police when it comes to acquiring powers. That's why every single Christian in Mexico, there's a lot of great, great, powerful believers and preachers and missionaries. And listen, all across the border, all the believers, you should be thundering your prayers against the occult powers that aid the drug cause. Pray that those powers would be destroyed and broken and stripped off. And I'm going to tell you what, I believe, you don't have to believe me, but I'm going to tell you what I believe, what I've seen, what I believe is biblical. What I believe Moses had to do when Israel went out in battle, as he raised his arms in prayer to God, the demonized occultic nation was coming. And as long as the prayers were going up, because behind the battle, the physical battle, were spiritual powers. While the prayers of Moses was going up, they were winning. Israel was winning. When his arms went down and the prayers began to cease, the demonized demon gods that empowered the occult nation fighting them began to win. Listen, if you're a believer and you believe the Bible, go back to see in 2 Kings 3. The Moabite demon-worshipping king sacrificing his own son on the wall to bring down powers to come upon his soldiers to give them a supernatural source, a weaponization to beat Israel. Did they do it? Yes. It worked. Why do you think Hitler and other occult-oriented regimes seek the powers? Why do you think the new globalist concept of super soldier, super technology, involves energies and powers and supernatural ideas for technology? Oh, the weaponization of the dark side. I mean, we can track it back into the Old Testament. We can see it in the book of Acts. We can see it also throughout history. But we can see it in the future coming as never before. Are there covens? Are there drug runners? Are there ritualistic serial murderers that summon the powers, acquire the powers to cover themselves, to go against law enforcement, to blind law enforcement, to keep themselves invisible? I'm going to ask right now for chosen ones, others that know what I'm talking about. Write an email in, let us know. Let me be able to put out to the public, without using your name, what you know, what you've seen. Because, again, in Europe, in England, in the Scandinavian countries, those of you in Italy, all across Canada, Australia, everywhere else, you got to understand, There's absolutely no question whatsoever concerning the finding of maybe 30% of the victims of this historic 60-year-long project of satanic ritual abuse. The combination of mind control, please understand, the mind control issue is a spiritual technology that transmutes an individual and in the demonic sense, or in their view, creates a superior human. Opening them up to powers and abilities and creating warriors. But it's all done in that, well, for now anyway, that super secrecy. Let me go over the six things so we have those down very clear tonight with about 30 minutes left. Number one, and I want to say this, the key to looking at this, for those who understand the biblical revelation, Ezekiel chapter 8. Again, the city of God, the nation of God, the place of God, the prophet of God, but nobody knew what was inside the caverns right in their midst. They had no idea what was going on. It's like if you were in a building downtown Alliance or in your city. And this could be going on and nobody knows. It is, on the one hand, there's a supernatural secrecy. On the other hand, there's a law of secrecy. You've got to understand how deep and broad and wide is their concept of keeping it hidden. Well, for the crime's sake, on the one hand, but because there's a progressive agenda and then an event agenda coming. Now, the events could never occur without what we've seen in the last 60 years. The evolutionary, incremental, step-by-step, ramping up, frog-in-the-kettle type approach. Most of the nations have no idea. Now, they're dealing with it. In Italy, they're dealing with what? 660,000 reported individuals committed to satanic cults. The Roman Catholic Church scrambling for exorcists because the numbers of demonized are off the charts. Because in Germany, when a priest builds a little center to put a call-in hotline out to victims of sexual ritual abuse, they had to shut it down they didn't even finish the first day. They thought maybe a few dozen. What was it, thousands that called in? They got to like 108 people to talk to, but thousands called in reporting sexual ritual abuse. So if you understand the backdrop of Ezekiel 8, and understand it well. Let God, listen, if you're a believer, let God speak to you about Ezekiel 8. Let God speak to you about 2 Kings chapter 21, 22, 23, about Manasseh. Or chapter 3 in 2 Kings about the Moabite king. Now those are three of many places, or you can go to the New Testament, where Paul was trying to unleash the gospel, and the proconsul was there, and the guy named Bar-Jesus, the Jewish sorcerer. Notice the power encounter that occurs to stop him. A spiritual power encounter right in front of the eyes of all that were there that had to occur to stop the dark sorcerer that was right there in the midst of the political arena, that was using his power to pervert the right ways of the Lord. Read it, Book of Acts. Again, the six elements we're dealing with concerning occult and satanic crimes. You know, if you've been looking at the presuppositional analysis and becoming a spiritual, someone who can really analyze when it comes to, the gaming out there, unbelievable levels. More and more of you are sending stuff in, and I appreciate it deeply. I've never really been a gamer per se, but now we're going to, take a look at it in a broader way. And look at the incredible amount in the music industry, in Hollywood, the incredible, and look at the films. Now, that was one thing we tracked in the 90s, over 150 films, some that were just the Hollywood gore, blood and guts and satanic fake stuff, but some were that were right on target that led to producers and others that were actually involved, including having multiples, chosen ones, you know, right in there. What about Rosemary's Baby and the movie that came afterwards? Here's the fact number one. You can challenge me on it. There's been those who've said, we're not sure about your numbers, Russ. Okay, here's what I believe will happen. The reason I'm bringing out the numbers stronger and stronger now and trying to hold them down, though it seems vast, 100 million ritual cases worldwide, four generations, ongoing even as I speak. The reason why is, again, to alert, to, and I'm grateful because many of you that have written, many I know of you that are listening are either involved or beginning to pray about it or look into it, are now being able to connect the dots and see the stuff. And some of you know that you've been willing to listen to God and that you're going to stand up and begin to do something about it. There's a reason why there seems to be such a suppression of the church. There are spiritual powers in the air, and the only way they got there was through this decades of long of rituals and the summoning and the releasing in the air against churches, into people, and for the and for themselves to keep themselves hidden. So the first issue tonight when it comes to occult and satanic crimes, the rituals, the covens, the perpetrators, listen, they are there. They're not only there, but they've been listening and monitoring the shows that we've been doing for 2 years. Sending letters, shipping stuff, even showing up from out of state here in two cases to try to kind of infiltrate. Coming to conferences and taping conferences. Sending me what they've taped later on. The alliance that has been formed by inner sub-personalities in three countries to do rituals and to bring harm. It's not as though God doesn't know what you do. It's not as though God doesn't see what you do. And it's not as though God, the Holy Spirit, doesn't make us aware and where to target our prayers. But the rituals, the covens, the perpetrators, and the victims, I'm telling you, America, they are in every city, in every state, in all the locations, in the lowest numbers by the millions. Canada, it's true. Australia, England, Europe as a whole, and even those of you in Russia are knowing this. It is growing, well, even what we have uncovered and dealt with, I'm going to tell you, I think is only the tip. Only the tip of the real, dark, lethal, satanic iceberg. And you know the tip is just the tip and the berg is so much bigger. Now we're attempting to go down under the waters a little bit through biblical revelation, prophecy, biblical prophecy, and with prayer and with searching, like the spies of in the Old Testament days. You know, we're doing what we need to do. The number one reason, victims, salvation, healing, deliverance, engaging the dark side, realizing that the prayers for revival to strike localities and cities will help bring down and even bring exposure to. Do you know what a massive spiritual revival in your area would do? Do you realize in the history of revivals, when the power of God falls over cities, regional areas, and even sends kind of spiritual, Christ-centered, saving shockwaves through a nation, that radical evil is shaken to the core and exposed, and victims, you know, people in the dark, you know, come out. People can be saved. Things can be stopped. The dark side be pushed back. That's why I'm saying this is not just a matter of listening to another talk show. It's not just a matter of listening to another voice explaining all the troubles. See, when I hear about all the more troubles and I dig into more and more of the underground and I see all this going on, all it does is it burns my britches. It makes me stand up before the living God to seek every ounce of grace and power and might and work of God to go against it. In the context of the mission of God in saving souls, seeing lives healed, seeing deliverance, and seeing dark powers destroyed. I'll say it again, 1 John 3:8. The reason you love Jesus Christ? Let me ask you this. Do you love Jesus Christ? In 1 John 3:8, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy. Destroy. Hear the word? You see God's mentality when it comes to the dark side? Destroy. At the cross, the ability to destroy the power of sin, the power of Satan, power of death, power of hell, power of separation from God. If you're listening and you're not saved, you need to come to Christ. You need to do it now. Let the Spirit of God come into you. Let God's work in Christ at the cross become effectual in your life. Believe on, call on, and receive the living Christ into your life even now. Believers, if you feel the slightest movement of the Spirit of God, I'm telling you, and that's one of the reasons I believe I'm here. In your city, behind the issues of the weakness of the churches, breakdown and divisions of the churches, the collapse of leaders, the infiltration, the harm, behind the concept of the rise of crime. Listen, on that series, 14 hours, it's free for you. Have you gone to it yet? There it is on the site, shatterthedarkness.net. It's called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. I think it's one of the most important things because it gives you some of the ways of detecting whether a satanic coven is in your area. And I'm going to tell you right now, don't think that's a little thing. It may involve child pedophilia and sex rings like the McMartin case and the others. It may involve drug running. It may involve a lot of things like this. But let me tell you something. If there is a real, real Luciferic satanic coven, like in the days of Ezekiel, hidden supernaturally and physically away, but doing their stuff, then, as I'm telling you in our research for 50, 60 years now, they've been raising the powers, summoning the powers, releasing them out over the city, against the churches, and beginning to infiltrate and beginning to do what they can on the one hand to cause damage to the work of God and on the other hand to build up their powers. Let me ask you in your city if you know that all the churches are collectively praying for great massive revival. If they're praying for the great power of God to fall and thousands to be saved. Let me ask you, in your local church Sunday morning, did they unleash 30 minutes of intercessory prayer powerfully? Did you experience the power of the Spirit of God in the midst of those prayers? Did you feel the hand of God going out to save, heal, deliver, crush the works of Satan, and extend the kingdom of God? And if not, then what's the church all about if it's not the house of prayer? Was it just 18 seconds of prayer thanking God for the day? Carefully just telling us that we can pray for ourselves? Is that it? That's good, but is that it? Contrast the local church. As a pastor for 30 years, I would say this to pastors, with Acts chapter 4. Contrast it with Acts chapter 4. Does your church experience the power of God like that? When you read the book of Acts, there was no church without this demonstrative, incredible power of God manifest. But there was also a people who were a people powerful in prayer, powerful in witness, would not quit, would not stop, would not be diverted. They weren't playing church. They weren't suppressed and silenced and shoved into a corner. They were unleashing heaven's graces in Christ into individuals' lives in the proclamation of the gospel, and in entire cities were infected. I mean, just read Acts 8. We've been saying this. And I'm just here to tell you that we're not reading just history. What good would it be? We could talk about, oh, that's a great thing in history. Great. Praise God for that in history. But praise God that Jesus Christ, are you going to hear me? Is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is the living Christ. This is the one that said, I will be with you always to the end of the age. As far as I've checked, it's not the end of the age. As far as I've checked, your pulse and my pulse is beating. So as far as I can say, all of heaven, all of grace, all of what God offers and gives to us is absolutely available. And God, I believe, wills is waiting for you. Quit thinking that you're waiting on God. God's waiting on you. You can't just look up and tell God what to do, how to do it. God's telling you what to do and how you should do it. Do it God's way, His instruction, His example, His word, and watch what He does. He blesses what His will is all about because it is the highest, good, pleasing, and perfect. Not our will. Don't play. I mean, listen, there are believers in the flesh that, you know, it's like they've gone up and pushed Jesus off the throne and they're sitting on it trying to direct all of the happenings. And they can't even handle their own life. I'm telling you right now, rituals, covens, perpetrators, and victims are in every single city. And that more are being created. There are four generations of them now. And most of them don't know how to get out. Most of them know what to do. I'm telling you that it's connected to 2 Thessalonians 2, the secret power of lawlessness already at work. And it all has to do with the coming rise, apocalypse of Antichrist. Let me give you number two. Primary cover. The primary cover for them, listen, if you're doing any kind of federal investigation, law enforcement investigation, if the old military police were investigating the Presidio and Michael Aquino, you cannot do it on sheer investigative skills only. You've got to understand there is a supernatural power that really helps them stay hidden, and there is a law of secrecy given from Hell's Kitchen up. Secrecy is the issue. It is a wall. It is like they are behind a massive wall. Ezekiel 8. The only one that helped Ezekiel get through the wall was God. Burning a hole, breaking a hole into the substructure of radical evil. So in your city, the primary cover is going to be the issue of supernatural layered secrecy that needs to have authoritative in Christ spiritual prayers, praying that that barrier, that spiritual wall be broken down, that the powers of darkness that keep this dark practice operative be smashed and destroyed and ripped open. And there needs to be major intercession and continued intercession and more intercession and the authority of Christ expressed, and churches everywhere should be in their intercession on a Sunday morning unleashed, include spiritual warfare and the authority of Christ unleashed. But you know what? We're nowhere near that. The church is so dumbed down and enculturated that the lack of demonstrative, manifest spiritual presence from the Holy Spirit is so sparse that even most believers are bored, and those who are no longer bored have been placated so horribly that they don't know the difference or don't care. And if that's where you're at, you better rip your shirt off your chest, throw it to the ground, and scream out to God and say, God, I've come to the point of apathy and I don't even care because I've been so deeply blinded that I don't even see anything that's going on. I don't even know your presence anymore. I don't know how to witness. I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to know you. But I'm saved. Point number three. The covens and the work and the occult crimes and all of it, they go way back to the 50s. I mean, it's spread through all of Europe. It's deeply in France and Italy and Germany and so forth. Yes, there is the belly of the beast to the Germans, to the French, to the Italians. Please understand, even in old Czech Republic and places in Russia, the infiltration of Satanism in their military and law enforcement and government and in the high places. It's all over the place. And how's an atheist, how's the old atheist communists going to stop that? In their spiritual deadness, they may want to use it for their sake. So we can go back way 50 years, and I'm just going to tell you the reason we touch on the issue of 50 years is that this is really when we're anyone, psychologists, psychiatrists, counselors, pastors, if you are dealing with the richly abused, the victims, and they're what, 50 years old, 55 years old? You got first-generation individuals. So that means that if that began in childhood, in birth, in the spiritual, ritualistic and bloodline genetics, and all of it included, I don't have time to go into all that. It's all included. Well, you can go back to the 50s, early 50s. You literally can go back into the 40s. Then you have to go back into Germany. The Black Flame, the Nazis, the Hall of the Dead, Wurzburg Castle, and the whole concept. I mean, Satan finds a way into people's lives, but he found a way into a nation. He's finding his way deeper and broader into America. And I'm not willing to give the America to the dogs. Not while I can still pray. Not while I can still say God with great power. And not when God's will is to save a nation, let alone a person. I'm not willing to give it up. You know, I still love the thing that I think the movie star says about prying his gun out of his cold, dead hands. When I'm dead and in heaven. But you know what I even believe then, like the Old Testament prophet? If you've really sought and you've really prayed, you've really been a man or woman of God, that even when you're dead, your prayers can be effectual. Remember the story about the soldier thrown into the cave where the prayer went for the second resurrection of another individual, and that guy came back to life? Do you remember that story? Do you realize how absolutely supernatural? That's why I think Jesus tried to explain it to us by saying, nothing is impossible to them that believe. Oh, I have hope. I have hope for you. I have hope for the audience that has been listening. I have seen God expand over across the board. I can't imagine why anybody listens live and satellite and downloads 89 countries around the world. I know one thing, the Spirit of God moves my heart for you, that if you're lost, God wills and wants for you to be saved. If you're saved, God wills and wants for you to be filled and strong and capable. That's why I always ask. I believe in prayer so much. That's why at the end of the show, I always say, and pray for us. I don't say it as a show closer. I'm asking and requesting from those of you who have, listen, if you feel a heart for it, if you're willing, I need you as a prayer warrior. We get ourselves into stuff. Point number four, locations in your cities. Locations in your areas, if it's in the countrysides. Are there old caves? Are there old caverns? Are there old mining shafts? Old barns? Hidden buildings where fires and rituals and noise can go on with nobody seeing or hearing? What about in the city? Like I was in the city of Alliance today. There's been targeted prayer mapping of that city for some time. I've just brought out just tidbits to you over the last few weeks. Because of the 5 cases of satanic ritual abuse, and because of the coven issue, because of the occult crime, because of the death, because of the ritual murders. Because, we have these massive meth labs and drugs that are flowing through. Because it even flowed, well, we need to see God's hand in law enforcement up there. We need to see God's hand with the feds up there. We need to see God's hand breaking the supernatural secrecy. We need to be able to say, God, show us that temple over there, that old church building that's being used at night, or that underground railroad, old castles, resort centers, Pennsylvania. Do you hear me? Point number 5, victims found and the ones looking for help. If you're praying in your city, God, open the door, help us to find victims of the real stuff. that are connected locally to the perpetrators and coven and the rituals and the things that have been going on. If you're willing to have to learn, if you're willing to ramp up your spiritual warfare, if you're willing, as Isaiah we read about, spending yourself on behalf of them, breaking the yoke, breaking all of the yokes, a true day of fasting. You ever read that in Isaiah, what a true fast is? God is good. When I read about the true fast, God is good. What he wants, what he really wants for people. So all around us, in all the psych wards, there are victims of satanic ritual abuse and multiplicity, mind control, sub-personalities. And the reality is, those, because they're safe, because you're safe in listening, because anywhere in the world, internet-wise, you can listen. Satellite, I don't even know how many locations, and of course the archives. But it is it's strange how even sub-personalities that in the general public, nobody knows you're there. They only see the upfront person. Some of those sub-personalities are lethal and murderers and ritual workers, and they know the ancient languages. They call on spirits, and they deeply oppose God, Christ, and the body of Christ. Isn't that right? May God visit you. May God bring deliverance to you. May God shut down the doors that have been created. Number six, let me say again, number one, the rituals and covens of perpetrators, they're there. Number two, the primary cover is supernatural secrecy, along with their law of secrecy. Number three, it goes all the way back to the 50s here in the United States, longer than that in Europe. Number four, the locations, old buildings, caverns, underground stuff, underground railroads, temples, resort centers even. Number five, victims will be found if you begin to look and pray for them and ask God to lead you to them. Number six, look for the satanic type murders and crimes. Law enforcement, like the nun in Toledo that was killed and left in, out in a ritualistic format. I mean, they'll even show you when you look up the case, you'll even see, I mean, she had, 50, 60, multiple short stab wounds. Prolonged the torture and the bloodletting and the sexual abuse, of course, to draw the powers so that those doing it could receive the powers. And maybe bring warning to the rest of the coven that was there operative in that Catholic church, in that diocese. See, that's true in Duluth, that's true in Minneapolis, that's true in many other places. In the old, old Catholic churches, come on. Well, the music is here. I got to give it up. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Hey, keep us in your prayers and remember us. We need you in support. God bless. Good night.